Hello. So, you must be my 3 o'clock. All right. Have a seat, please. Okay, so, let me just check your file. It says here that you are experiencing pain on your back, neck, and shoulders, yes? Anything in the lower part of your body? All right. Okay. Sometimes your thighs and your calves, but typically it's because it's overworked, I assume. Yeah. And how long have you been feeling these symptoms? That's quite a long time of enduring pain. I advise you that the next time this happens, that you come straight to me immediately. Don't worry. All of my patients, they, well, you'll understand later, but they tend to be obedient and show up when they start feeling even just a little bit of a cramp. And you were referred to me by a friend. May I know his name? Or her name? Ah! Yes. He visits quite often. Sometimes it's not even for a back pain. Sometimes it's for other types of pain. All right. One last question. Is there anything, any activity or event that you feel could have caused these pains, or has it been a steady, chronic situation where the pain is almost difficult to pin down? Like when the pain showed up? Okay. Understandable. That happens. Okay. Well, let me take a good look at you. Could you please stand for me? How you would usually stand. You don't need to stiffen your posture or anything like that. Okay. And could you please turn around for me? Nice and slowly. I want to see every single inch of you. All right. Okay. Could you please bend over, like fold forward for me, please? Nice and slowly, too. Okay. Yes, I can see some issues with the alignment of your shoulder and back. Could you turn around for me? Well, stand up straight, turn around so that your back is facing me, and bend over again for me, please. Okay. Reaching your toes isn't the goal here. The goal is just for me to be able to visually see if there's any alignment issues, and I could see that there is some, which could be the reason for the cause of pain. Hang on, let me take a good proper look at you. Okay. Alright, I'm just going to palpate and press against your shoulders and back. So nothing to worry about, just touching you, having a good feel of every inch, just making sure that I am able to spot the tense parts of your body so that I can properly take care of you. So tell me, while I'm
doing this and just giving a good feel for you. How long have you been quite stressed? I could feel it with the way your neck is tensing up right now and your shoulders are slightly raised. No matter how hard I try to make a dip naturally in a relaxed position. I see. It's been a while. Well, as I said, please do not hesitate to come see me next time. It's always a pain to deal with these types of things, especially for, you know, men. Of course, they're not the most open or vocal about their pains and their aches, even though they do deserve a good taking care of as well. You need to understand these things too, you know. Thankfully, I'm here to teach you a very valuable lesson in this. Don't worry. I'll give you more of a carrot than a stick for this one. I'm not like the dentist, you know? None of this will be painless, and I'd argue that all of this will be pleasurable. All right. I see the issue is stress-induced. Your back, shoulders, and neck are very, very tense, very tight, very difficult to manipulate and push and pull according to the proper alignments. You may have not felt it for a while, but sometimes when we are stressed, our body shows symptoms that are, well, caused by this. And sometimes we just go on with our lives never knowing why we have pains or aches, because we never tie it to stress. But don't worry, I'm here to take care of you. Very, very good care of you, in fact. Have you ever heard, well, I'm sure you have, of happy endings? Do you know why they usually occur in massage parlors? Because all of that tension that they feel in the body moves to a very, very specific location, after which the masseuse may start taking care of this specific location in order to release all of that tension. And I could see that from my ministrations on your body. You might be feeling a bit of your tension moving lower and lower to that specific location that I was referring to. However, I'm not going to be giving you a nice little massage. I'd rather we go straight to the source. I'm not saying your cock is the source of all your tension, but what I am saying, it is the source of taking care of you right now. So please, if I may, I would like to pull down your pants, take out your well-endowed cock from the looks of it, and take good care of you. Trust me, if we skip all the massage and everything, it'll be much more efficient. And sometimes I find that if I become directed to the point and tell it to my patients straight that I want to suck their cock and milk it dry, it tends to provide the same effect that I'm looking for. A nice, pre-gum that I must absolutely empty, and that I'll happily do so as well. All right, down your pants go. And down I go as well.
Sit back and relax for me, please. Get into a comfortable position. And let me just take care of the rest, all right? Doctor's orders. Oh. I was right. It was well endowed. Let's see what we have here. A nice, big, stiff cock. Every inch of it looking quite delicious. And big, heavy balls. Oh, you must be so tense and so tired. I could see from just the way you're so hard right now. Let me help you relax, okay? Just take deep breaths and I'll nice and slowly stroke your cock with my tongue, okay? I promise you, every inch of you will be taken care of. That's it. Just relax for me, please. What does your locker take care of you? It feels stiff. I'm gonna have to work so hard to get this to relax. There you go. I can see your shoulders loosening up. Exactly what I need to see. And let's not forget these balls as well now. They're so heavy. Poor things must be empty. And back up we go. No, I don't want you not to come just yet. After all, I need to make sure every tension in that body is released. So I advise you to hold off as much as you can. I might be looking at efficiency, but I like it better when my patients can enjoy for as long as they can. It's what keeps them coming back as well. That's it. You're doing a great job. I know you're getting close. But you have to hold off a little bit more, okay? If you can, you can grab my hair. If it helps you hold off from coming in. Oh, you're getting really close. I can feel you squirming. Don't come yet, please. Don't come yet. I can't hold it anymore. I know it's been a lot. If you're gonna come. I mean, it's so bad, so please. Come as hard as you can, okay? I'll give me every single drop of your cum. Give me every single drop. Pump every drop of cum down my throat, okay? I only know if you didn't do it correctly. Give me a cum. Every single drop. Just like that. There we go. Let me clean you up a bit. There we go. That's what we wanted to see. Shoulders sinking in. Neck loosening up. And I think your back is also a little bit loose now, right? You're a bit hazy. I understand. That's exactly what we're looking for. Your cock tastes really good. You should know that. And just the perfect size for my mouth, too. It made the whole procedure much more pleasant for me as well. Well, I guess we can say that that was a successful procedure, yes? What's that? You feel a little pain on your neck still? Oh. I know what you're trying to do. But unfortunately, I have to move on to my next patient. She's been complaining a little bit about her back, and I think I know exactly how to treat her as well. All right, here is my card. If you need anything, call me, okay? And I will do everything I can to take care of you again. For now, there's some water to the side. Hydrate yourself and please make room for my next patient. You have a good day now.